Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
B-Pod Studios.
That's an app.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Kutcher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
I'm a Celtic fan, and that damn Kobe Bryant crushed my heart. When I got a job at ESPN, the first thing he let me do was go to the NBA Finals in the Boston Garden. It's been my favorite team since I was a kid. I think it was game five, whatever game it was. I went up there, and I had these unbelievable seats. And, the, you know, the NBA set is up there, and I was kind of in the background while they weren't on live. And I'm watching this game in the Boston Garden, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, my guys, man. That guy broke my heart.
Sheriff.
Of all the weird things about John Gruden, the fact that he's been a Celtics fan his whole life is very odd.
I don't know. They were on TV a lot. It was the Celtics and the Lakers.
These are my guys, man. Kevin Garnett. Yeah, man.
Yeah, and he was like, you know, in his 50s probably when that was when they were playing.
Yeah, he had just gotten the, he said he just got the ESPN gig. So, yeah, I mean, it was right about the time that he was on Monday Night Football. He's talked about that before, like during one of the games.
Well, a lot of Cowboy fans around the country excited about that, including, as we check Twitter, LeBron James down here. King J, he's a huge Cowboys fan. Yes, sir. Great drive. Needed that touchdown going into the half. And all the Cowboys.
I love LeBron James is watching us, man. How about that? King James.
And he's watching us.
Did my
Cowboys.
Celtics wrong, man.
Okay, so that's one of the first times you ever mentioned that he was a Celtics fan.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Yeah, it's when he leaves his warehouse that he had in Tampa.
That really creepy middle of the night just watching tape slowly.
On VHS,
back and
man,
forth, the vets room.
Old school, yeah.
So, Hard Knocks, this is finally the episode where you've, I mean, so much stuff has happened regarding Antonio Brown. And this has been an entertaining season, not for the reasons that we thought it was going to be. Mark Davis has gotten maybe 45 seconds of screen time.
Is he just walking in the background? Like,
no, he made some speech. And, like, the one line from his speech that they used was the one that made him look good. I'm like, someone fairly smart is doing like creative control on what actually makes the airwaves.
Yeah.
Because he has been just completely missing from all this.
I wrote this on the back of a ground round kids menu.
Just follow him around.
Yeah,
that's
just
what
follow.
We're missing.
That's what. Yeah, just follow him around. With his and the fact that he's in, I want to know. I want to see his all white outfit when he gets up in the morning and the way it looks like when he goes to bed.
Right. Hard blocks. These blocks are real hard to stack up to the ceiling.
Yeah, that's what I would like to see. But nonetheless, there is concern about Antonio Brown in that he is showing, at the very least, a lack of confidence in himself.
Yep.
Because of this. There's an ancillary reason for the helmet thing. There has to be. And I got an email from a guy, and it made sense that maybe he is uncertain of, and we talked to Will Brinson about this, is that maybe he's uncertain about, you know, his future, and that, you know, Derek Carr is no Ben Roethlisberger, and he's put this spotlight on himself, and here he is out there in Oakland, and maybe he realizes they're not going to be very good, and so he's just looking for a way out, and he's not smart enough to come up with something clever.
I just think it's as simple as these football players hate the preseason, and they hate having to work out, and I think it's a way of him not having to work out.
Well, he's working out. He's just not wearing a helmet.
Not he's doing it away from the team.
Yeah, I know.
Like, he's missed a ton of camp.
No, well, he's at camp, but he
got back, but then he left after that game. And that's why this episode was really good, because it showed him not there at the beginning and everybody frustrated. And then it showed him finally showing up and everyone's all happy. And then it shows him leaving once again and then back. So he was gone there, gone and there, all in 1 week span during Hard Knocks. And let's start with this clip that I have right here. This is Antonio Brown finally showing up. And Gruden, I'll say this, he's playing it perfectly. Like, if you're a coach of someone like Antonio Brown, as bad as this all is, you're thinking, I need this guy to win. I absolutely need him.
I disagree.
You see, I think he's playing it about as well as you can.
I think the receiver position is completely overrated. These guys don't win Super Bowls, and I would rather set a tone for my team than have a guy that's just running around doing whatever he wants.
So here's Gruden saying, he's sticking up for Antonio Brown.
We've known the whole time. He had frostbite. He took 4 or 5 days to get it checked out. And we knew about the grievance since the first day of OTAs, which we did. You know, I don't know what the story is, you know, the story is around here.
He's been trying to find him a helmet for the last 10 years, the same model.
Tried everything, really. I give the guy credit for standing up for what he believes in. Everybody else does it in this country.
He's a patriot.
He's a true patriot.
He is a patriot.
The way he just wants a helmet that's not certified.
In this time of division in this country, there's only one true patriot. It's Antonio Brown.
It is Antonio Brown. So he shows up with his super.
This team is going to be such a disaster.
It's going to be fun to watch, man.
Oh, I mean, between Mayock and Gruden and stupid Mark Davis, and letting Antonio Brown run around and do all this crap. I guarantee you Antonio Brown sucks this year. I bet
he has like two games at the beginning of the season that are unbelievable and everyone flips out, and then he figures out something else to bitch about and then gets lazy, and I don't know if he finishes the season.
That's very possible. By the way, they're announcing the Dancing with the Stars. We will update you if Gronkowski is indeed a part of Dancing with the Stars.
Yep, and so
but right now it's just a cavalcade of
of sass, lots of sass.
Yes. Have you ever watched that show, ever?
Yes.
I watched it when they had, I think I watched the first episode with Ryan Lochte, just to see what Ryan Lochte would do, and I think there was one other person, and I forget.
All right, so we will keep you informed on that. So here is...
go to the second clip, not the first one, Fred. So Antonio Brown shows up, and here he is with his super agent, Drew Rosenhaus.
Okay, does that hand still work?
Yeah, everything's great.
Does it still work, Jack?
Of course it does. Yeah. Chopping blocks like I'm 8 years old. So it's Rosenhaus, Gruden, Mike Mayock, and Antonio Brown.
Where's Antonio Brown? Is he here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Where is he?
All right. We're working to get this helmet squared away ASAP. Right? Get your feet back to 1,000%. You did a lot of hard work.
Are they? Can you stand on there and everything?
It's one more chip off of everything.
Okay. No one knew you were in better shape than anybody.
By the way, I think we got the helmet figured out.
Can you imagine that you have paid all this money and the guy's got frostbite? And he won't wear a helmet.
So the frostbite thing, I still don't know whose fault it is.
But it's just, he has frostbite and he won't wear a helmet.
No, the won't wear a helmet is absurd.
Both of them are absurd.
Well, the frostbite, as I said, indeed the fault of the company, that just sucks.
No, these guys have their hands held, everything. And Antonio Brown obviously screwed up and just walked into a cryogenic chamber.
I mean, one would want to think that.
Okay, these guys all use them, so why has it not happened to anyone else? Antonio Brown gave himself frostbite in the preseason and won't wear a helmet. This is where we are. I mean, if this was a movie, you wouldn't believe it.
So Rosenhaus pulls Gruden aside, and that's what you're listening to right here. And he's like, all right.
I think we have this helmet thing figured out. And, you know, if the frostbite are going to be 1,000%.
What we came up with is a little bit of a loophole. We found that if we can find one that was made within the last 10 years, they didn't ban it. Huh? So I think we can make that work for next.
It's changing,
you know,
man.
It's hard. You know, 9 years and you kick ass and you don't have any injuries. You just, I'm not saying that we handled it the right way, but he'll kick ass for you. He's going to help you win a lot of football games.
Yes, he will.
Yeah, you're going to win all.
Shut up. You're not a football guy. Give me some football guys over here.
You're a karate guy. Look at you.
You're doing all your karate. That's what 8 year olds do.
I wonder what Gruden would be saying about Antonio Brown if he was still with ESPN.
Oh, he'd be killing him.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. But he's, I understand why he's doing what he's doing.
I don't. I mean, you're not going to be good this year.
But you have to. You've got this guy, what, 3 years? Is that what they've got him for? You got this guy at least for like an extended period of time. And you also don't want to be the guy that pisses off this player and ends up ruining it for what the organization believes was a huge investment.
Well, I would tell you this. If they could, remember when everyone said the Steelers got robbed in that trade? I guarantee you that the Raiders would take it back 1,000 times out of 1,000.
Oh, come on. John Gruden just told you they knew about all of this way ahead of time. They knew about his frostbitten feet and his prominent with the helmet and the grief. They knew it all.
I mean, everyone said the Steelers, got to hand it to the Steelers. They said, take them. Yep. It's your problem
there
now.
You go. He's yours.
And then they said, why did you only take this stuff? Because it was just, it's like you have a car that has, you know, it's missing a carburetor and no one can see it. Or I don't even know if that's a problem.
I'm pretty sure the car wouldn't start in that scenario.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so no. So all right.
Antonio Brown technically hasn't started yet.
Yeah, that's true. Right, so you have a car with no carburetor, and there's someone who just calls from Vegas, and they say, I want your car. And then there you go, and they'll go, I'll give you, you know, $500. And you go, okay. You hang up the phone, and you just go, get it. I'll drive it. I'll have it towed out to you.
All right. When we come back, Antonio Brown wants to tell you about how awesome Antonio Brown is.
Yeah.
And then he brings some sort of dork with stats to help out with his cause.
Yeah, this
stat
is...
Stat guy.
This is for a wide receiver, this is exactly what you want. Is you want a stupid wide receiver who has no one to throw him the ball. Now you're going to win a championship.
Antonio Brown's got his own John Wallach. All right, glasses, tell him how good I am with the stats.
The funny thing about Wallach is that he has devoted his life to stats, but is not good at it. All right, so we will be right back.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SportsHub. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SportsHub to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'll turn it over to Derek.
We got one rookie answer yet. John Gruden. Come on, John Gruden.
What?
John Gruden.
Hey, singing.
Excuse me, guys. We got some to take care of right now, man. Glenn on. Love you, man. We needed a quarterback on the team who had a lot of neck. We got a good guy for that, man.
Dame School signing bonus.
John Gruden. University of Dayton. I'd do this for free. You know why? Because I love football. Knock on wood if you're with me. I watched something the other night that impressed me tremendously. A guy by the name of Hunter Renfro. It's pretty spectacular, man. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. Gotta stop cussing, man. All right, here's the deal.
guys and you out there run over these guys tomorrow.
Now I'm going to yell for no reason. Okay.
Why don't you do something funny here tonight, Frank?
Someone knows the cameras are on.
No, that's Frank Caliendo.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, they brought in Frank Caliendo as John Gruden. He performed right in front of him.
I'm just joking.
All right. Hard Knocks is obviously the Raiders, and there's the Antonio Brown situation, but we are talking about the lack of Mark Davis. Monty, go ahead.
Yeah, Mark Davis has been busy, man. He's been busy with Wallach's mom.
I forgot about that. Yes, Wallach. Ah, your mom. I love everything about her butt.
About her butt?
I love her feet. I love to give her the Brumski.
Is that why you haven't been on Hard Knocks? You've been courting Wallach's mom once again?
Yes, I love the gap between her two front teeth.
Okay, so she passed the gap to John.
Yeah, she did. She's got the gap.
I didn't know teeth gaps were hereditary.
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to play with myself to Letterman.
All right. Well, maybe that explains a few things.
That's right.
All right. Well,
I'm seeing that Dancing with the Stars, by the way, and I'm not seeing a Rob Gronkowski.
Well, what are we hearing?
Bird, good.
Ray Lewis? Hang on. They got Ray Lewis?
Oh! All right, who's been watching this? Someone tell.
Hang on.
Wait, Bird's wrong.
Did you just say Ray Lewis?
Man by the name of Bird is pointing at the TV.
Where?
But by the way, Bird's just yapping, and there's a soundproof window between us.
Football. Come over here, Bird.
Are you sure it's Ray Lewis?
He's sitting there with the football. Hold on.
All right, there's Keenan. There's Kel from Keenan and Kel. Wow, this is a really.
That's not Kel, is it?
Yes, that's Kel. Believe me, you don't watch the Disney Channel.
Oh, I just missed him.
That might be Ray Lewis.
I told you. Why would I lie about this stuff?
No, I don't know.
I think you're lying. I just think you're dumb. Lying.
I think you don't know what you're talking about.
All right. So
thank you.
Yes. Kel Mitchell. Okay, Kel Mitchell, that is Ray Lewis.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, listen, if you're not going to get Gronk.
5-15-75.
Then getting Ray Lewis might be the best thing you could get.
Oh, well. A lot more murdery of a choice. Sean Spicer is up there. Okay, so they got
Christie Brinkley, who still looks great.
I know it's like, and I don't. Even,
she's got to be like, she's 65. She looks amazing.
Yes, she's like genetically engineered to just be perfect. Is that Lionel Richie? I don't think Lionel Richie could do it.
Is that Lamar Odom? Holy moly!
I think Lionel Richie's just going to make sculptures of his own face.
Okay, so here's who's confirmed.
Oh, the Dawson's Creek guy.
Vanderbeek? Is that Vanderbeek?
Yep. Yes. Okay, so here's who they
got.
They've
gone all in.
Lamar Odom is going to be on this. That's fairly strange.
What a get.
Hannah Brown, the star of The Bachelorette Season 15. All right. Karamo Brown, star of Queer Eye. Allie Brooke, a singer and former member of Fifth Concord. Okay.
I don't know who most of these people are.
I know.
Oh, you don't?
You don't know Fifth Concord? What is that? Christie Brinkley. She's on it. James Vanderbeek, 42 years old. Kate Flannery. It says actress greatest recognized for her position as Meredith on The Workplace. Okay.
Oh, no. She's Meredith from The Office.
Kate Flannery? Is Meredith on The Workplace?
Oh, that's the redhead on The Office.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Why did they call it The Workplace?
I don't know, but I thought it was her, and then I'm like, there's no way that they got that she's on it.
And you nailed it. Kel Mitchell from Keenan and Kel and Good Burger. Lauren Elena says a singer.
Yep.
I have no idea. Ray Lewis. Murderer. Oh, my goodness.
All right, are we taping Ray Lewis talking?
And Sean Spicer.
Yeah, I saw that.
But no Rob Gronkowski.
That means he's coming back.
Now they really
have the redhead from The Office.
That's kind of funny.
She's one step above Creed on that cast.
She is the ninth most popular cast member of the. Okay.
Michael Scott, Pam, Dwight,
Jim.
Jim.
Stanley.
Stanley.
Toby.
Toby, the little blonde girl. Kenneth. Is that the fat guy? It's funny. I watched
Kevin.
She's ahead of Creed because she's more lines.
If you want to go on to later seasons, then you'd have to put the dude from The Hangover. He's a more popular character.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And then you'd have to put Rashida Jones.
Yes.
So we're already at like
ten.
Oh, and you would have to put his girlfriend? Michael Scott's girlfriend?
Yeah, it's...
Maybe then you're teetering.
She was in for the whole thing, but... Wow, there were episodes where she got hit by the car and broke her hip.
She was very funny. Like, she was a great character.
Yeah, she was like the drunk.
Yeah.
But, my lord, that is... I think you just keep the spot open. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. When you got Lauren Elena, who I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, but if you recognize, like, the 11th person on The Office... That's a little weak.
So shoot it down, Joe Mer. Oh, there's one mystery contestant, but it's a woman. It's a woman. Okay, there's one. Okay, are there anybody left? I don't think there is. So that is the number one odds getter on Joe Murray's "What Will Rob Gronkowski Be Announcing Next Week?" thing. Now, if you didn't hear it yesterday, I got an invite because they said it was just only people from like certain people from the media were going to be invited to Rob Gronkowski's press conference this Tuesday, and I actually got an invite. And I clicked on the link of the company that sent me the email, and they represent like companies like Whole Foods and, you know, some hard cider and like Angry Orchard. So it sounds to me that next week he's just going to be announcing that he's the brand ambassador, or just, you know, do commercials for some sort of like a product like Downy or something like that.
Right.
It doesn't seem to me like it's anything like this, because there was no link to ABC or anything like that. And if they've already announced everybody, then it's not going to be Rob Gronkowski. But you did get Ray Lewis, though. Oh, you got Ray Lewis. Just let him talk. Let him say anything he wants to.
It's a shame that he has to dance. I'd rather have him be a judge.
Oh, yeah.
I like the way you twirl.
Sure.
5'15", 75.
I don't like it. He didn't fall down. Got two left feet.
Well, I mean, it's nice that they're opening up the door for double murderers, though, because now OJ can be on there the next season. It'll be very nice.
Yeah.
Numbers.
Is that Carolina Panther guy out of jail yet? Because he could be in
the one
there
that
as
hit
well.
In a trash can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Lamar Odom thing is really weird.
Well, he's back. He's if you get Us Magazine, he's back. What did he say? He's not addicted to sex or something anymore. So there you go.
He's addicted to more than that.
Oh, he gave up porn. That's right. He gave up porn.
Okay. Maybe they'll discuss that on the TV show.
That's the thing, is that he said not only is he giving up drugs and alcohol, he's also giving up pornography.
I mean, you can't have Lamar Odom on and not address what's gone on in the last 3 years, right?
No, they're going to. It's going to be
with
like
piano
a reclamation.
Music and stuff?
Yeah, okay. It's going to be like, look at how far I've come.
And Vanderbeek hasn't aged. Dude hasn't aged like one day.
Well, Vanderbeek seems like Tom Cruise on this cast.
Yeah, I mean, right. Is he, other than Ray Lewis, is he the biggest star? Yes.
If you go by the audience of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, Christie Brinkley's the biggest.
Yeah, it goes Christie Brinkley, and then it goes him. And then it goes James Vanderbeek. I mean, I don't think there's a lot of, you know, like if you showed my wife the cast, she's not going to know who the hell Ray Lewis is.
Your wife would know Ray Lewis?
No. And I would argue that the audience for Dancing with the Stars is at least 75% women. And I would argue that James Vanderbeek is by far more recognizable than Ray Lewis.
That's why I'm still kissing you in the mouth.
Thank you, Ray Lewis. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Wait, you said go left, so I fell.
Numbers.
1, 2, 8, 9.
I wonder if there's going to be white suit night.
1'S4.
I'm just doing what God told me.
Okay, all right.
Oh, if he,
God told me to come here and boogie.
Doing the samba.
That's right. I'm doing the dance, the sex dance. Lambada. Come over here, woman. Let me lambada on you.
All right. We will come back. Baker Mayfield is human garbage, and we will talk about him. There was a profile of him in GQ, even though I like that he questioned the Giants taking David Jones. That's the kind of stuff that almost redeemed him for a moment. But then he started talking again, and GQ did a profile of him. And how anyone likes this guy, and by the way, in the article, it keeps talking about how unathletic and small he is.
Yeah.
And, like, it's a positive. Like, they're like, you just got to look at winning. He's all unathletic and small, but he wins.
He's overcome.
But they refer, like, his coach in Oklahoma goes, like, he's praising him, but he's like, I'll tell you, that kid gets it. He goes, I mean, you first see him, you go, how small, and he's not athletic. But, man, he goes out there and wins. So it's very backhanded, the compliments, but we will get to Baker Mayfield. Here are the headlines.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
That's an app.
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Tucker and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, if you're going to waste the timeout, get a challenge out of it.
There's a touchdown throw to Callaway as Mayfield just zips it in there.
It's a screen pass, and the play is made, actually, by Higgins. 81, watch. I'm going to block you. No, I'm not. You don't hit him. You make him feel like you're going to pick him, and then you just make him go over the top of you, and that gets Callaway open for a simple screen.
His fifth touchdown of the year.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I wanted to get Mike Flynn on for this break, but he had to coach, like, his kid's team or something. Because I wanted to know what he would think about a guy going into his second year quarterback saying and acting like the way Baker Mayfield acts. Because Flynn has said on several occasions how everyone would just roll their eyes. They're professional athletes. Shut the hell up. Like, I'm trying to stay healthy and make money. And it's one thing if Tom Brady, Marshall Hunt?
Acts in what way? Like, do you mean like cocky and brazen?
I'm going to get to it.
Because the only thing I will say that makes him different than any other team, like if you were someone like Mike Flynn and you played for the Ravens and somebody in their second year acted this way, the Browns were crap. They were awful. And there's nobody that was on that team when Baker Mayfield got there who had any right to complain about anybody who is doing something to help their team
win. There's still veterans on that team. So was Brady a big loudmouth when he first came in?
Absolutely not.
No, he knew his role.
He sat there quietly and you know, 100% knew his role. Right. And his role at that point was a backup. And even when he became the starter, he was still quiet and respectful.
Right. Because I guarantee you there's guys that are in their sixth, seventh year on that team that don't want to hear it. Like, shut the hell up. But anyway. The GQ did an expose on one Baker Mayfield who's going to be a disaster.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Yeah, he goes into that.
You think he's going to be a disaster?
I think he's going to be an absolute unmitigated disaster.
See, I file him under kind of the Julian Edelman type of way of thinking, is that I think he's a complete, you know, like a very douchey off the field, but on the field, he is really fun to watch.
He's might be fun to watch, but I can tell you there was Magic Mikowski or whoever his name was that played for Green Bay. That was supposed to be the bee's knees, and then he started playing "Every Rose Has Its Thorn" on an acoustic guitar during like specials about him. Scott Mitchell was supposed to be the man. He had a little run there. They went 12-4, the Lions under him. Yeah, there's been a lot of guys who come out. You play half a season, you know, you throw some passes, God bless you. All right, so anyways.
He's the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah. So was Tim Couch. I mean, we want to go down quarterbacks taking number one in the draft and see how they all panned out. The only good thing he says is about the Jones pick from the Giants. I like that he says that was a dumb pick.
Oh, but did you hear he backtracked?
Oh, of course he did.
Yeah. So he got called out for it, and I'll have to find
the... Of course, he did one redeeming thing.
Yeah, and he said that he... Here it is. It says, I can't believe the Giants took Daniel Jones. It blows my mind. And then he went on to clarify it. I'll find the actual quote, but it was something along the lines of, if you would have let me finish, if all you haters would have actually known what was said there, it was something... Oh, here it is.
He looks up at the... I read the article twice. He looked... The Red of Steakhouse, he looks up at the television, he sees Brown or whatever, the Jones, and he goes, I can't believe that they took him. You have to be a winner. People forget that you have to be a winner. It's laid out in absolute context in that article.
Yeah.
The article kisses his ass.
Well, okay, so I think that he did say that, and he meant what he said, but he ended up looking bad, and everyone started killing him for it, and he said, this is not what I said, just so we're clear. I also said I was surprised I got drafted number one.
He wasn't. The whole article is about how he wasn't surprised he was drafted. It says in the article, hang on. It says in the article that he told San Diego to go screw because they had the 13th pick in the draft and that he knew he was going to get taken. He said he didn't know he was going to go number one. Fine. He didn't discount that he was going to go number one. He knew he would. He goes into great detail. This article fellates him. Coming out of this article, like the guy had any agenda, it's absolutely ridiculous.
I agree.
God, I hate him.
Fred, I agree with
you. The one thing I liked in the article was the balls to say, like, hey, look, it's great. Go start ripping on other teams. It's fun. But of course he backtracked. If you would have heard the whole thing, the guy's sitting there taking notes.
He said, this is not what I said.
Of course it's not. Of course it's not.
I also said I was surprised I got drafted number one.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Then we were talking about the flaws in evaluating QBs, where I brought up winning being important. Reporters and media will do anything to come up with a good clickbait story.
We live in a post-truth era. It doesn't matter. He says yesterday, because he can just say he didn't say that today, and people will be like, oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
He put it in context in the article. They're sitting at this dumb steakhouse that has like the Baker Mayfield poo-poo platter, and they're sitting there, and he looks up at the TV, and there's Jones on the TV, and he goes, I can't believe they took him. People discount winning, and then throughout the article, he keeps going back to that point. Oh, F you.
You're a member of the media, Fred. You're a hater, and that's why he doesn't like you. You're taking his quote
out of context. I hate him. I do hate him.
At least someone I don't know,
I hate him. Good. And I gave him credit for saying that, and of course he backtracked.
Yep.
If you would have heard the whole thing, well, I mean, what do you want to... this guy, and to come out and diss the writer after he wrote this fluff piece, just filleted, he went to the Oklahoma coach and went to Cliff Kingsbury and everyone's kissing his ass.
If I'm the GQ guy who did this, you know they record all of these interviews.
Yes.
I release the tape. I release the tape and I would say, here it is, because this has happened before. Anytime there's like an interview with, you see politicians say this, like, oh, well, the reporter, fake news, took it out of context. And then the reporter will go, well, here's the tape of it. How funny would it be if GQ ended up releasing it and going, nah, man, this is kind of...
It doesn't matter because people have now heard Baker Mayfield say, that's not what I meant. And they'll be like, that's not what he meant. That's not what he meant.
No, even though it was put in complete context in the article.
Yeah, listen, Cleveland Brown fans are a depressing lot and they need something to root for.
If I was Cleveland, great. You're a fan of the team. That's fantastic. This is fool's gold, but regardless... All right, this is going to take two.
I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
All right, this is going to take two breaks. Because now Rich has got me all...
Stoked the fire.
Yeah, now Rich has got me all riled up.
It's so funny when you said that. I'm like, oh boy, Fred, here we go.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield. Ugh. All right, so now we can finally get to the article. we will get to the article in just a moment.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada. A destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs. The freshest flavors from land and sea. World-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences.
Come find your island. Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. And I will admit that it is necessary to be successful in sport, to have a self-confidence. There are people that are very entertaining in the world of sports. They say what they feel. Charles Barkley comes to mind.
Draymond Green
comes to mind.
And then in a different way, not a trash talk, but just somebody who is completely original, someone like Rob Gronkowski.
Yes.
You know.
But then there is a villainous, douchey kind of confidence, like the guy from just one of the guys who was a bad guy in every movie. In The Karate Kid.
William Zabka,
who just picks up the table where the quote-unquote nerds are eating.
You have to watch The Karate Kid YouTube thing. He's so such a great character. It's what happens to Johnny later on in life, like today.
It's from the perspective that Johnny was the real victim in The Karate Kid.
Yeah, that Johnny got screwed. It's great.
That you can actually relate to.
Yeah.
It makes sense. All right, so anyway, Baker Mayfield is a complete and utter douche. And he is small and unathletic, and it says so, and the coaches all say it, but boy, does he win. And I said the one thing I liked is that he made fun of the Jones pick that the Giants made, and then Rich told me that he backtracked on that, even though the comment was in context in the GQ article. But okay, so there's this steakhouse that has like the Baker Mayfield hot dog or something, and it says like Baker comes in like a sweatsuit, and he goes, "That's not to say that the planet's most confident quarterback has arrived without his signature swagger. There is, after all, a diamond-studded medallion of Mayfield's jersey number 6 hanging from his neck."
Yeah, he's got pictures in the GQ article of him with it in its mouth, and he's like,
yeah. Yeah, he's a video of him biting it and like, yeah, I'm number 6, baby.
Yeah, I know.
Who's a famous number 6 that's in the league? Because I wish the Browns would sign him and make him change his uniform number. So he's stuck with this $100,000 piece of garbage.
Yeah, I mean, this is to go hand in hand with the picture he did last year, shirtless in front of a Bentley with tigers.
Yeah, wow. What, it's like 1984. That's the same like thing as Dan Marino in the Zubas with Boomer Esiason and in front of like a Lamborghini.
Right.
So this a-hole's got a number 6 diamond medallion. What'd you do with your money? Oh, I bought a piece of garbage. And it's not even cool like the dude from the NBA that just had a giant thing of his face.
Marquise Daniels. He had a giant diamond-encrusted head of his own around his neck.
Yeah, at least that shows that you're not bright. Like Pauly D has something that size, and I think it's supposed to be Jesus, but it looks like one of those Hall of Fame busts that they do all wrong.
But the Marquise Daniels one, it's like, let's say his career is over and he's out of money. You can't sell that.
No, there's
it's
no
your
selling.
Head. Who's going to wear your head and pay that kind of money for it?
No, well, someone who's very into Marquise Daniels. All right, and so they go through his career. And it goes, it talks about like the incidents in his career that were controversial. It says one captured before a game against Baylor showed him in a Karate Kid headband and a cutoff t-shirt, sauntering like a peacock and taunting the opposing players. "You forgot who daddy is. I'm going to have to spank you today."
Oh,
against Baylor. Oh, have fun doing that. I want Khalil Mack looking you right in the eye while you say that. Oh, did you do that against Baylor? Fun. I'm going to tell you, you're a quarterback, jackass. You might as well have like a red penny on that says, don't hit me. Oh, I'm your daddy. Oh, big daddy. Piece of garbage. You play for Oklahoma. You're playing Baylor. Like, RG3's not on the field, you piece of trash. I could have played quarterback for Oklahoma in that game and beat Baylor. I'm your daddy. I got a headband on. And then they talk about his path to the draft. And I want you to picture, like James Dean sitting down with his, like, arm around, like, the back of a chair and just saying, and they go, what's your problem? And he goes, what you got? I just want you to picture, like, some guy's like, daddy-o, take a hike.
Is that what he's doing in the booth during this interview?
Like a bad boy. Like, he's like the bad boy, like, okay, in the classroom. Over and over in the pre-draft meetings with the NFL teams, Mayfield was quizzed about his character and whether he was the type of guy who could shoulder the leadership burden of being a quarterback in the face of the franchise. Quote, oh, God, it was sickening, he remembers, sounding tired just thinking about it. What were you thinking when you got arrested? What were you thinking when you played Kansas and grabbed your crotch? Are you going to mature? Blah, blah, blah. If I could see the future, I'd tell you what's going to effing happen. I'm a bad boy. I can't see the future, cop. I don't know, man. All I know is I don't want to be like you, Daddy-O. I don't want to be sitting there working the mines. I'm going to be doing my own thing.
This is tough. This is tough. Like
if I could see the future, shut up, you idiot. You, first of all, you're like 24 years old. You're not 19. If I could see the future, oh, shut up. You didn't say that. And by the way, you didn't say that in any meeting. You didn't say that at all. You didn't say anything resembling that in a meeting. You said, yes, sir, no, sir, you piece of crap. Now that you got your contract, that now, oh, it was so tiresome. Go screw yourself. It's a job interview for multi-million dollars, dummy. Oh, did they bother you in the job interview by asking questions about what a jackass you are? Yeah, and I was like, oh, I can't effing see the future. No, you didn't. You didn't do that. You sat there and you said, yes, sir, no, sir. Oh, what an a-hole. If I could see the future, you control the future when it comes to your own behavior, stupid. If I could see the future, they're asking you, how are you going to behave?
I forgot.
Dumb, dumb.
I forgot about the arrest. That's right.
Yeah, well, he's kind of funny about that.
There, he is. And
he
I've
kids around
about
the arrest, which is, so I didn't put it in here. because he comes off as somewhat humorous in that. By the way, he's getting married, which is really smart. He's engaged to a girl that he met in college, and now they're getting married.
That'll last at least 3 years.
Yeah, that shows he's got a good head on his shoulders.
Cost him a couple million dollars.
Yeah, why don't you just give away half of what you're making right now? But she's going to wait until the second contract. What do you think the chances are she gets pregnant in the next year? 100? 100%? She's putting a staple gun to those rubbers. She's taking Tic Tacs, baby. If you think that she's taking birth control, you got another thing coming. All that's in there are mint Tic Tacs. Stupid. He's going to have to give all that money away because he married some broad he met in college. Ugh, what a dummy. I put it at the end, he's getting married. All right. Mayfield's true. This is, by the way, this is written by a guy who Mayfield is saying went out to screw him. So I'm going to read you this passage, and keep in mind,
bulky arms, according to his statement, the like the pale green hoodie.
Yeah. So I mean, this thing is filleting him the entire time, and Mayfield says he was misquoted, and so listen to this. Mayfield's true magic isn't just that he believes in himself; it's his confidence vibrates on such a high frequency that infects those around him. Yeah, this sounds like a guy who's out to get him. I've heard it over time. Mayfield says, when he's in there, the offense plays better. Or when he's in there, you can tell the team feeds off his energy. To me, that's just a sign of leadership or being able to get the best out of your teammates. Uh-huh. I wanted to have Flynn on so much to see how much he would have been as a 10-year veteran having this kid come in and start to go trying to amp him up. Shut up. Shut up, Mayfield. Oh, I know he's. I don't hope he's going to fail. I know he's going to fail. He's going to fail so badly.
Who wrote this article? Because I want to find out whether he has said anything about Baker being misquoted.
Just Googled.
All right. Baker well,
play Skipper.
Okay. Now I need to find out whether or not, because I mean that if he's lying about that, and I'm Clay Skipper, and I wrote this article. You know, my subject has called me out saying that it was not the best of integrity while writing this article, and I tried to make him look bad. And if I'm him, I'm thinking, okay, well, then other athletes aren't going to want to do an interview with me. I'd come out with that tape. Come out with the tape and prove whether or not you're right or he's right.
I mean, there's not one piece of controversial matter in this article except for that. And it's put in context. Again, they're at the steakhouse that has the stupid steak named after him. And he looks up at the TV, he sees Jones, and he says, I can't believe they took him, that it's about winning. And the whole point being that Mayfield is tiny and unathletic, and that Jones didn't win at Duke, which, by the way, is an easy thing to do. He should have gone in there, and Duke should have gone undefeated.
See, if I could see the future, I have a feeling this guy is going to have an excellent season, and it's just going to piss you off all year long.
They're not winning that division. They didn't have a winning record last year, and I understand there was a coaching change, and I understand all of that.
And they also have, I mean, A, they've gotten better. B, they got a coaching change. And C, I think the rest of the division got worse.
I don't know. I think that the Steelers are better addition by subtraction.
I've just looked up Clay Skipper here on Twitter. He has not put anything out, but it led me to a column of a bunch of butthurt Cleveland Browns fans yelling and screaming about how he needs to retract his story. He wasn't saying anything bad about Daniel Jones.
No, they would know.
The Browns are great.
Oh, he put something on Instagram.
Team out there, Cleveland.
He says, full quote, people that don't understand the media is making a story. Now, how would Baker Mayfield have access to the whole quote?
Well, he knows what he said. I mean, you know, in fairness.
No. You don't remember verbatim what you said.
Well, I mean, he's probably going, I never said that about this guy. They took something out of context.
And I don't understand how that could be.
He is sitting there going, boy, I was feeling pretty full of myself that day sitting at my steakhouse, and I said this thing that I absolutely meant, but now it makes me look bad, so let me come up with a completely fucked-up way of saying that's not what I said.
And, Marshall, we all believe that. Like, I think all three of us think that that's exactly what happened.
No, but I read the article three times now. He said it. It's not out of the blue. He said it.
And by the way, I love that inside the article, it talks about all he's done is win, right? And it says, just look what he did in Cleveland. He won 6 out of 13 games. That's a 6-7 record, isn't it? Don't I know math? Isn't getting 6 wins out of 13 games, meaning you lost more than you won, but I'm supposed to celebrate the great Cleveland Browns and their wonderful winning that they did last year they went 6-7?
I'm not going to knock that part of it because look what they were the year before.
Great. He lost more games than he won. That does not make him a winner.
He was also a rookie quarterback thrown into this situation with an awful coach.
He lost more games than he won.
Yep, and that's supposed to be a guy who all he does is win, except for when he doesn't.
Except when he loses more games than he wins.
But they have Odell Beckham, so now they're going to win a million games.
Because that guy's a winner as well.
Right. Can you imagine those two guys?
That's going to be fun.
This is going to be a very good football-focused program, not at all a bunch of,
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island. The official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150
$5 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.